Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Leslie Ridge Allen, Vice President of Business Engagement with the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Leslie, thank you once again for joining us on another edition of Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. For those that don't know, or for maybe those that are hearing you on this program for the first time, can you tell us about your role and responsibilities at the Chamber?
Sure. So I'm Leslie Ridge Allen. I'm the Vice President of Business Engagement for the Erie Regional Chamber. It's a relatively new position for the Chamber. I've been in the role almost a year, and I deal mainly with the traditional Chamber side of the house. So I lead the team that's responsible for putting on all of our signature events that we're known for in the community, for doing our member engagement work, and then I also oversee a lot of our strategic communications, not just for the organization, but for the region as well, and kind of doing a lot of work starting to position Erie and putting it more on the map on a state and national kind of stage, if you will, as we continue to create a vibrant and thriving economy here in Northwestern Pennsylvania.
Leslie, I know you and your team behind the scenes at the Chamber have been working hard on several projects. Let's start with the Erie Ambassadors Program. Tell our listeners what it is and what makes it so effective.
Yeah, so Erie Ambassadors is by far one of our favorite programs that members of the community love to participate in. And since its inception, it's really meant to be a behind-the-scenes look at the work taking place to move Erie forward. It's typically a 12-week course where a cohort of professionals, stay-at-home moms, community advocates, young professionals come together and learn about different aspects of the community. They receive in-depth information from some of our top leaders, and they understand or gain a better insight into the intersection of government, private entity, higher education, kind of all of those different organizations that make up economic development and drive a community forward. Typically, you know, Erie Ambassadors has happened twice a year, once in the spring, once in the fall. We try to offer it at different times of day so that, you know, it can work with individual schedules as their time allows. But we really try to give participants a sampling of all of the great things that go on here that they might not be aware of. We've had, since I've come on board at the Chamber, I think one of the most common pieces of feedback and things that we hear from graduates is, wow, I had no idea that was going on right in our own backyard. And it's a really eye-opening, wonderful experience that can kind of help people to see Erie in a more positive and impactful light and really have an appreciation for the hard work that is being done day in and day out by organizations like the Chamber, by private industry, by our public partners like state, local, and federal government entities, and then a lot of the, you know, public-private partnerships that go on as well. We focus a lot on revitalization efforts. We talk a little bit about leadership training, but really it's just an opportunity for people to come together in fellowship to learn and to experience Erie in a way that they previously have not been able to do so.
The Erie Ambassadors Program has been a very successful endeavor for the Chamber. As the Chamber often does, you are now looking to make the program bigger and better than before.
We are. You know, I think one of the things that has made it so effective over the years is that it's really been an eye-opening experience to people who have participated in the program for a couple of reasons, right? It gives that education in a way that maybe people haven't received previously or would never be exposed to otherwise. It provides tremendous connection and networking opportunities. So one of the things that we maybe don't emphasize enough is that we try to do a lot with the alumni of the program. I mean, this has been going on for years. So it's not just the people who you meet within your specific cohort, but then you're connected into a very large pool of people who share the same passion, love, and commitment to seeing Erie do really well. So there's incredible networking and connection and collaboration that happens as part of this program. But we felt that it was time coming out of the pandemic to look at all of our, you know, events, all of our programs and say, does this still fit and can we do a better job? And in looking at Erie Ambassadors, we wanted to keep the core of it the same, but we really felt there was an opportunity to go deeper. And so we're excited in 2021 to kind of roll out a new format that focuses on the history, the heart, and what's on the horizon for Erie. And really what we hope this does in a more succinct way is provides the ambassadors going through the program to have more context to where we were and where we've been, that history component, to understand the heart of our community, those organizations that drive the heartbeat, that are at the core of that advocacy work, so that together they can understand some of the opportunities that we are pursuing and what's on the horizon so that it starts to make sense. You know, one of the things that we constantly hear, and it's in the headlines all the time, or if you read any of the Go Erie comments, is we don't need another hotel on the bayfront. And prior to taking this course, someone might agree with that. But one of the things that I think a graduate would tell you after taking Erie Ambassadors is they have a much deeper understanding of how properties like the Convention Center or Scott Enterprises or the potential in the GAF site and how that area of the bayfront actually drives a significant portion of our economy and what the implications of putting another hotel there means, right? Like, it's not as easy as just opening a business because, like, a hotel goes there once they've made a case for it and they're able to fill so many rooms. So we really see kind of this refresh of it as an opportunity to go more in depth with some economic development education so that the participants genuinely understand some of the decisions and can be more actively engaged and more actively participating in a lot of the community dialogue and conversation that's going on. You know, we have our Erie Forward plan that we announced in the fall of 2019. So this new kind of refreshed version of Erie Ambassadors will do more to work kind of those five core pillars into the program. We're going to focus a lot on the existing industry support and entrepreneurship. We want to make sure people understand workforce development and talent attraction, particularly coming out of something like the pandemic. We want to give some education and context to business attraction efforts and investment. It's not as easy as people think to just wave a wand and attract a business to a community. You have to have sites and buildings. You have to have a strong workforce, right? There's all these factors that go into it. So providing an opportunity to really lay out all those pieces of the puzzle, we want to make sure Erie Ambassadors does that. And then really the fun part for us is getting to highlight the quality of place and the things that make us regionally competitive and collaborative. You know, what are those things that really make Erie a beautiful place to be? Presque Isle is a great example of that. And I know everyone points to that, but it is truly a gem. It's one of the only freshwater beaches in kind of the tri-state area that offers what it does. And there's so many people in the community who don't know a lot of the details of Presque Isle and the state park and what it is and what it does and what it means to our local economy. So we want to make sure that we're doing that education. There'll be a diversity, equity, and inclusion piece, obviously coming out of some of the social and civil unrest that of early, you know, March 2020. We want to make sure that as we go forward, that's woven into the fiber and fabric of everything that we do. And so that will be part of Erie Ambassadors, so people know what's happening in the community to truly make it more inclusive across the board. We'll want to make sure people just have a general awareness of the chamber. You know, up until this point, and a lot of our work focuses on telling the story of businesses, of our members. We tell the story about the community, but we're finding that people still don't know what the chamber does, right? Like, what is the core things that the Erie Regional Chamber is responsible for? What are the things that we push forward and are a part of? We want to make sure that our ambassadors understand that and can speak to that when they're back at the kitchen table, having these conversations with their family and their friends and at their places of work the next day after the session. And then what I'm really excited about are some of the myth busting and hidden gems that we're going to include in this session. So, you know, there's a lot of conversation around understanding minimum wage and how it actually impacts business. There's a substantial amount of manufacturing of potato chips that goes on in this area, like random fun trivia fact that I don't think anybody knows. We want to include things like that in, you know, this program and in this conversation so that when people graduate from Erie Ambassadors, they're truly proud of this region, that they understand that this is a diverse place with a lot to offer and that it's not dreary Erie, right? There's some amazing, incredible things here that people are choosing to be here and that it's a community that they can be proud to call home.
Leslie, who is the Erie Ambassadors program ideal for?
It truly is ideal for anyone. And I hate saying that line as a marketer, right? Like, because that's like the number one no-no when you're talking about a target audience. You want to think niche, but the Erie Ambassador Program is perfect for anyone who is committed to this community, who loves Erie, and who wants to play a part in the community's legacy. It doesn't matter if you are a professional or not. We've had stay-at-home parents. We have had retirees. We have had people at the height of their career in senior leadership positions. We have had young professionals entering the workforce for the first time. What has unified all of them has been their interest, their passion, their curiosity, and their desire to learn more about the place that they live. And so really, who I would love to see be part of this is someone who has a natural desire to learn more about Erie because they want to become an actively engaged citizen, someone who's tired of the negative narrative of our community, and they want to be a problem solver and find the solutions to help Erie reach the full potential and experience the renaissance that so many of us see on the horizon. And, you know, I would even challenge people, if you're someone who does think negatively about the community, that we're never going to get it together, we're never going to be successful, I would challenge you to enroll in Erie Ambassadors and see if we can't change your mind. Because I think there's so much incredible work being done that just doesn't get enough attention because those individuals who are doing that work are hard at work, right? We're working day in and day out to get that done. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. So it truly is for anyone who wants to see Erie thrive and do well. And the application process is, you know, open. It's online. You can visit eriepa.com and you'll see where there's the apply now button to become an Erie ambassador and go from there. I think we're looking to get the next cohort started right around Labor Day and really get it going before the end of the year and do some pretty fantastic things with this next group, since we had to take obviously so much time off given the pandemic and everything like that. We're really eager to resume and get people back out and engaged in the community in a positive and impactful way.
Can you describe the 12-week community training course and its curriculum topics?
Yes, I guess I could talk a little bit about the sessions. I think just to give people some idea of what they could expect for this year, there'll obviously be an orientation, kind of a chamber overview. One of my favorite things that we do every year with the Ambassadors program is do a trolley tour, where we kind of go around and look at all of the different development projects and talk about kind of the status and where they are and how they came to be, which is always really fun. It's one of our most popular sessions. This year we plan to get out and about into the county. So we'll be doing a quarry day, which is really exciting. Chuck Gray, who heads up Impact Quarry, is doing phenomenal work out there, as is Ashley Lawson, who heads up their Blue Zones program. So we'll be spending some time with them. to understand bringing in that regionalization and that collaboration aspect of Erie forward, kind of talking about the relationship we've been working on with that community, understanding how they're looking at their strategic planning, and just having some all around great conversation to expose people to that community. There's lots of fun stuff going on there. We'll be talking about tourism. We have some fun stuff planned aligned with homecoming, our big event in the fall in October, where we're going to hopefully give them a peek under the hood at one of our biggest events of the year, which would be really exciting. And then all I'll say about graduation, we do a fun graduation ceremony every year, and this year's graduation may have a little magic involved. So lots of exciting new stuff kind of planned and on the horizon that I really think, again, anyone who is eager to experience Erie would get a huge benefit out of and really enjoy.
Leslie, is there a cost for the training?
There is. There is a cost for the training. So it's $250 per chamber member. So if your employer is a member of the chamber, it's $250, and otherwise it's $350 for any non-member.
Where can someone go, or how can they learn more about the chamber's Erie Ambassadors program?
So the best place to go is eriepa.com, and then under our menu at the top, you'll want to go to Take Action, Become an Erie Ambassador.
Before we transition to discussing the Leadership Academy program at the Chamber, is there anything further, Leslie, that you would like to share about the Erie Ambassadors program with our listeners?
No, just to keep your eye out. Again, applications are going to be live within the next week or two, and we look forward to filling the cohort very soon and getting that up and running, so you won't want to miss it.
Okay, Leslie, we're going to pivot now to another incredible program sponsored by the Chamber, the Leadership Academy. Can you share what the new program is all about? And also tell us where the idea for the program came from.
Of course. So Leadership Academy, you know, it was an interesting conversation that a couple members on the team just kind of started spitballing after a long day at the office over some beverages. Where we were looking at one of our more recent reports, our Garner Economic Development Report, as well as our workforce delivery assessment that was done. And one of the things that popped up in both reports, and something that we continue to this day to hear from our employers, is that there's just a challenge with soft skills and hiring up within the workplace. And so we started to brainstorm around, well, what would a genuine leadership academy look like for us? And is this something that we could really fill a gap in doing? What's currently happening in the market? And after a lot of conversation, we kind of felt as though there was an opportunity for us to step into this role, particularly because Young Erie Professionals, you know, is part of our membership. That program is a great program that targets anyone under 40 in the community. They do a lot of great networking. They do a lot of professional development, but there isn't a true course for anyone to go through to work on the soft skills that make someone a good leader, a good manager, a good board member. And that was something that a lot of our young professionals were saying they wanted as well. And so we kind of netted out with this idea of a leadership academy and then expanded it. We wanted to take off the age limits because we recognized that at any point in someone's career, they could decide to make a move from working on a line in a manufacturing plant to wanting to become a manager. And there was a certain skill set that would come along with that. We recognize that a 25-year-old coming out of college would be just as great of an asset to a board at a nonprofit as someone who was ready to retire and looking for something, you know, to do part-time. And so we have started to develop a curriculum with some subject matter experts in the area to create Leadership Academy. It'd be a full-on curriculum. We're looking to keep the cohort small, like 15 to 20 people, to really allow for in-depth conversation, collaboration, and community work, really to build a skill set among participants to develop the soft skills that they need to truly be the emerging leaders in their workplace and in the community. Again, we get that consistent feedback from our members. We get consistent feedback from other boards that we all sit on that there's just a gap in skill. And we wanted to do our part in addressing that gap that we see in our community for professionals and for those who have, quite frankly, the initiative to take it on, right? Not everyone wants to lead. And so we felt it was important and part of our role to make sure that we're creating a pathway that was easy for someone who has the initiative and the drive to lead. And that's kind of how the Leadership Academy came to be.
Describe how someone can grow professionally as a Leadership Academy member.
Sure. So again, so I think one of the things that distinguishes this course from some of the other things that we noticed that were out there is that this is really meant to be a long-term program. So up until this point, aside from ambassadors, you know, most of our professional development things have been 3 and 4 hour seminars. This is really a multi-month program where a participant would meet twice a month, 2 hours per session. It's a commitment. So the expectation for the participant is that they're going to be getting really in-depth on different skills. They'll be receiving DISC assessments. They'll be understanding their leadership style, their communication style. They'll be getting information on emotional intelligence, how to make better presentations, personal branding, telling your own story. Networking, you know, we did a master class with Brian Slaywin and Courtney Stedding from Erie Insurance, and they went really in depth on like understanding what kind of networker you are and how to use that to your advantage, how to break the ice, how to be a good connector and make introductions, doing strategic follow-up. So anyone who goes through this class or this course is really going to walk away with the toolkit that they would need to be confident in their skills, to take that promotion, to apply for that new job that is a level above where they are, to put their name in the ring for a leadership position, to potentially run for office in our community. I think a huge win for this program would be inspiring someone who maybe has never given a thought to public service before, and they decide after this program that they want to learn a little bit more, but that they want to run for school board, or they want to get involved in their child's PTA or their child's school, the actual school board of directors or something to that effect, if it's a private organization. That's really looking for the outcome to be well-developed skills for those that are civically minded and engaged and seeking out those opportunities.
It sounds like your resume would look amazing by having Leadership Academy graduate on it. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. So in designing the program, we wanted this to have significance. We didn't want Leadership Academy to be just some other thing that somebody did. We wanted it to have almost like that seal of approval, where if a local employer saw that someone went through this, they would know what the caliber of that skill set meant coming out of this program. And we also wanted to make sure that what we were designing was complementary to things that already existed. So we wanted it to complement ambassadors. We wanted it to complement Erie County Civic Leadership that the Jefferson Educational Society does, because that focuses purely on government and is more community driven, and it's more about the big picture. This is really about developing the individual so that they could go on and serve in a capacity within our community. So 110%, you're right. We want this to mean something and be substantial, so that when someone sees that they're a graduate of this program, it carries weight with them for, you know, years to come.
Will there be membership costs involved to become a part of the Leadership Academy?
There are, but the details are still in the works. We're still kind of ironing out the last bit of details. So at this point, if anyone is interested in the program, the best way to kind of get on our radar and be one of the first to know about when it launches is to reach out to Colleen Gross, who is our Director of Member Services. Her email is cgross@eriepa.com.
Leslie, as always, you did another terrific job of representing the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership on Business Spotlight. Before we wrap up, is there anything further that you would like to share about Erie Ambassadors, the Leadership Academy, or maybe any other topic chamber related that we didn't get the opportunity to cover?
I don't think so. I would just want to encourage anyone listening to reach out and get involved, ask questions, and bring us ideas. If there's an idea that you have for ambassadors or for Leadership Academy, if you're interested, if you're listening and you're a business owner and you're interested in being involved or being a presenter, please reach out to us. We're always interested in collaborating and partnering with other like-minded organizations in the community. That collaborative spirit is at the core of our team. And so whether it's with one of these two programs we talked about today or something new, we're always eager to have those conversations and convene the right people at the table to talk and make Erie a better place for all.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.